Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
1025, the Bone Real Raw Radio. Phone numbers are 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Monica, have you seen this story about the, and I think it was from last week. It was a woman who got so tired of her boyfriend snoring, she shot him.
I did. I saw that. What?
So sick. Like, you know, I can see getting annoyed by something like that. I mean, it can happen to one of us. But shooting the guy because he's snoring too loud, maybe you have other problems. So she tried to kill him just because of his snoring, according to this woman.
Like, so, at what point are you just like that annoyed? Like, this is not the first time he's ever snored. He's not that I'm justifying anything.
Right.
But, like,
No. But
you get to a point where you're like, ugh.
But then, so you say, figure that. You've got to go get the shotgun. Mm-hmm. And you got to make sure there are shells in it. And at no point did your brain go, maybe it's a little too much.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's a couple steps. There's no automatic. The gun is already in your hand daily, and you just shoot him out of rage at that second. I mean, you have to go get it and do what you got to do. It takes at least a few different things. You got to get out of bed, first of all.
Yeah.
You might even be half asleep. And who wants, like, I don't get out of bed unless I really have to. You know, I will put off getting out of bed in order just to, maybe I can fall back. I don't want.
Don't you wake
so to get
up?
Out and go get a gun, you
don't
know.
You, like, kick him and, like, I would, like, if I'm that mad.
Yes.
Like, I'm kicking under the covers and, like, waking
something.
Him up in a bad way.
Right.
If I'm that.
Shake him to make him, like, he turns. No. Like, he turns kicking. Over and then he stops snoring.
Punching, kicking.
Right. Squeeze his nose.
Squeeze other things that might hurt.
Right. So, does Jackhammer snore?
A little cute, little tiny enough. Like, it's not, like, obnoxious. It's adorable.
A little cute snore.
It's a little, it's cute. It's not like.
I should fix him up with Susan, because hers is, like, a little one.
Yeah, it's, you know,
like,
what I mean.
She never used to, and she's got a little one. It's like.
Yeah. And not even with a little at the end.
It's quiet. Just,
yeah.
It's like, just, our 20-pound dog is louder.
It makes me smile when he snores, because that means he's, like, asleep. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's not even trying to fake it. Trying
and you think
to
he feels
awake.
Comfortable
yeah.
and relaxed.
Yeah.
And so it makes you smile, because, like,
yeah.
It's almost like he's home.
Yeah, he's comfy.
No. I didn't think you'd ever say yeah to that. Get out! I don't want to see for another week!
Well, I mean, no. And then snore away, and then you're going to have to leave and stay gone for a bit. But then you can come back and snore again later.
So guys always get the rap, right, for being big snorers, whether it, you know, on TV or whatever. It's always the guys are, you know, big, loud, cranking. But the bottom line, I feel like you hear more and more about women snore a lot. Like, my wife, like, Brett, does your wife Sue snore at all?
It's funny you said it. She just, I feel like, started snoring now.
Yeah,
I
snore. Later.
I have the CPAP machine. I feel like so many people are having the CPAP
yes.
machine now, because it's so easy to test for that kind of stuff. I know JP went for the test. He kind of tested for it, like, he was, like, on the minimal end,
mm-hmm.
but now I've noticed, like, my wife slowly seemed like,
aww.
Like, real quick.
But it's cute, though.
That's it, rumbling.
Like, real quick, and then and it's over.
So she has not the point where her mouth is open and she'll...
No, not yet.
That's not a track.
Not yet, but damn right, I'm gonna punch her in the back if, I mean nudge, gently nudge if...
That's what you meant, nudge, not punch,
right.
Nudge.
Nudge, punch.
Use your words
so
correctly.
Similar.
Yeah, nudge. Is...
Punch the pillow, I'm gonna nudge her, though.
Yeah.
Same number of letters, I'm sure.
Wait,
that's what you meant. Was
so
right.
You don't snore, Brett? You're Mr.
Nudge. Well, I'm not anymore, thanks to the machine or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So
that thing, there's actually been a whole conversation around a poker table of guys who were like, well, why not? I was like, you guys listen to yourselves. You're talking about CPAP machines
yep.
and you're all happy and passionate about
yep.
it. I said, why are you wouldn't really, it's great. I can finally sleep again.
You know,
these
you
are guys in their 30s and 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
All different
you,
ages.
You don't realize how much sleep you're not getting.
Right.
But isn't
exactly
it uncomfortable?
Right.
My aunt had to get hooked up to one of those mofos once, and you're hooked up to a machine. So you have to lay a certain way.
Right, they've really improved on it
okay.
over the years. So the one I have right now is just on the actual nostrils. There's stuff that goes completely.
So it's not
over
a fighter pilot mask?
No. So I can you can move around pretty much. You can sleep almost any way that's comfortable for you. But there are some that go over your entire face.
Right. And you have this big like vacuum cleaner hose coming from your face.
Ridiculous.
Like those are the older ones, though, you're saying.
But they've made and they still have them.
Yeah.
And it depends on the person too. Like if you're a mouth breather when you snore, then you probably need that full mask. Over your face.
Monica, do you snore? You live alone. Would you even know?
I just know from like the history of, you know, people being there and stuff is that I when I'm drinking, there's a possibility I will snore.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Other than that, no, not on a like nightly thing at all.
Mm.
Like I've never been jackhammered.
Excuse me.
After a night of tequila.
Excuse me.
Yeah. After tequila, pre-roller dog.
Pre-buffalo chicken rollers. That's what I was thinking.
There might be some snorage.
There might be some.
But it's not. Yeah, but I don't think it's like ridiculous. I don't wake up from it or wake myself up because it's so loud or anything like that. It's just, I guess it's just part of drinking.
So if you don't have that, do you ever get up and like walk in your sleep? Or do you have like dreams where you're up and you wake up and you're not in your bed? Do you ever do that?
No, but when this has been happening all this week. When I sleep hard, like really asleep deep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my dreams are out of control. Like I've in my lifetime, and even actually recently within the last month or so, two different times. One time I've had a dream where I am laughing so hard in my dreams, so hard. And then when I'll wake myself up and I wake up laughing, like I'll be like, like when I wake up, I'm laughing.
And that's what the sound that wakes you up.
Yes.
Is you laughing.
Yes. I laugh myself awake. Yeah. In the dream, I'm laughing. In the dream, I'm laughing super hard. The dream, you know, in real life, it doesn't come out as hard, but it's still there. And then I've also had a really, really sad dream where I was bawling. And this is right after 9/11. I'll never forget this. I was bawling in the dream. Really? And I woke up and I was crying. I had tears coming down my face and on the pillow. So I don't know how long I was crying in my sleep. But I was crying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily sleepwalk or anything, but I really dream hard, like hard.
My daughter, Court, she is notorious for, talking in her sleep. So when she was a little kid, through high school, oh my God, she would have like conversations. Susan and I'd be downstairs watching TV. The girls are in bed and we'd hear voices. We're like, oh my God, somebody's in the house. Until we realized it was her having whole conversations with people in her dreams. And I'd open the door and she's, talking. Hey, Court, you got to go to sleep. Purple. You know, whatever. I mean, she was just coming. It's just like weird. Oh, she's dreaming again, you know? And she's the one, she was asleep like, you know, half hanging off of bed, you know, like she was shot, you know, that kind of thing.
What does she remember what she said? Like if she woke up, would she be like, oh, I was just having this dream? And this is what
after in the morning when she dreams, she wakes up, she knows everything about the dream.
Yeah, me too.
And it's always weird. And sometimes, here's the weird part though. Sometimes she gets up. And we would hear, oh, she's just getting up, walking down the hall, going to the bathroom. Like, you know when somebody's moving upstairs, right? Mm-hmm. No. She would be getting up. She'd be walking. Sometimes she would toss, like, a blanket over the railing downstairs into the foyer or a pillow. And another time she took her hair dryer, and we don't even know where it went. Hit it. Lost it. And she completely lost certain things she has lost in her life. She goes, I have lost more makeup, brushes, hair dryer. And she's never finding them. So I don't know where. I don't know if she throws them out the window.
What does she do? What is she like? She doesn't remember.
But
the
it happens
enough.
Here and during college. Like her roommates. Oh. Like we'd see her roommates and be like, "Yep, she did it again."
She's got to be tied down. Like you don't know when it's going to happen. Like she
right. Exactly. Now she doesn't go like Ed Norton the Honeymooners, sleepwalking into other rooms and stuff. But she'll get out of bed, go to the bathroom, whatever, and it's all part of her dream. And sometimes she'll hide stuff. And
that's so weird and awesome. But scary because you just don't know. So it's not a regular occurrence. It's just random.
Right. So if you see it, I haven't seen her hide stuff, but I've seen her where I thought she was awake and her eyes are open. She's not awake.
That's creepy.
Weird. Really weird. And then I have to be like, and the realization, it gives you like get back in bed. Mm-hmm. Go. Because I don't want her to, I feel like she's going to like walk down the stairs. Mm. And then I worry about, if she would fall on the stairs, but I mean, people do weird things. So snoring is maybe, the least of it, but it's the most, I think it's the most annoying thing people do. This is the snoring can just, when the dog is going, I have to, all right, that's it. I got to go around the other side of the bed. She's sleeping underneath on Susan's side. I got to wake her up. So she stops or I just like cover her nose for a second. She's like,
oh, what?
Well, you have to stop the pattern. It's so loud.
Suffocate her.
if you're under in the downstairs, you can hear her through the ceiling because she's reverberating through the ceiling. Yeah. I mean, it's loud. Nick is on line two. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. Happy Tuesday. Or Wednesday, whatever it is. So, so you guys, I popped in. I just wanted to share a quick, you know, talking about things you do while you sleep. So I've done this since a kid. I would wake up, be in the refrigerator, full on, just mowing down on something. normally it's sweets, like ice cream, cookies, cakes, stuff like that.
Right.
But I have woken up like with the refrigerator door open, me sitting in the floor eating half a pizza.
like sitting cross-legged on the floor like a little kid?
Yep, exactly. Indian style, great. On the floor, got a pizza. Yeah. I'm covered in sauce, cheese, the whole nine yards.
happy.
And I'm like, wow, okay, this is what I'm doing right now. Okay,
do you finish the pizza? I mean, or do you just stop? Like, are you like just put it all away?
I mean, there have been times that I have definitely finished what I started eating, yes.
Well, you're already there.
But, I mean, I also snore really loud, too. So, I mean, maybe I blame it on my parents. Both my parents were horrible snorers when I was growing up. So, I think it's just ingrained in me. But, yeah, I mean, the sleep eating thing was definitely, I've lived with people and they're like, bro, what are you doing in the refrigerator? And I'm asleep. I'm not answering. And they come around. My eyes are sometimes closed, sometimes open, and I'm just shoving food in my face. So, you know.
That's great. Thank you, Nick.
Could be like,
See you, buddy. Didn't JP say he woke up like one time and he was like knee deep in candy wrappers or some sort of nonsense?
I don't understand.
He took some sort
thing.
Of sleep medication,
you have
right?
You have to chew and swallow and that, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like,
right.
I don't understand how.
But it's so automatic to your body, I guess, right? And you have to actually eat food, like, imagine if you're dreaming you're eating food, but you picked up a stack of pencils. Like, why doesn't that happen? It seems like people are actually eating food in their sleep. Like, how do you... So your body, your brain knows if you're going for food.
See, and like, that's what scares me.
There's some level of consciousness.
That means your brain... Like, the whole point of sleep is to shut your brain down, except for the bare minimum. Like, skeleton crew in the brain time. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Nobody's working. Shut it down.
Right, the overnight shift.
Yeah.
Their feet on the desk. Nobody's really doing anything, but they're there if you need them.
Bare minimum. So when they're eating and distinguishing between, you know, walking downstairs and opening a refrigerator and grabbing food and... Then your brain's not shut down. Your brain is way overworked.
It's very
Something's
busy.
Up. Yeah.
But most people can't help that, right? Sometimes, I mean, everybody has a night where you feel really restless and your brain just doesn't shut off. And there's some people who that happens to like every night.
But even then, I'm not thinking about eating. Me personally.
You're right. I don't wake up thinking about eating either. You're right.
Breakfast. I'm thinking bacon when I wake up. But I'm the one asleep. Like, I don't have problems. I feel bad for people that their brains don't shut off like that because that's the stuff that ends up happening.
Yeah. See, you're at peace with yourself. Your brain, you let it shut down and you're good. You're like, all right.
Time to sleep. My brain's been working all g-darn day.
Except for that one time the cat died on my face.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I can't wait to go to sleep. Hammerhead Carl on line three.
Hey, it's Spiderhead.
Spiderhead? Spiderhead Carl. I'm sorry. It's a new nickname. Monica, make sure all phone screeners know Spiderhead Carl, the guy who crushed the spider on his bald head.
What's wrong with them?
Hey, listen, don't be such a prima donna.
That's all right out of your head.
All you celebrities just want
to
walk.
I want to work it down to where I could just be called Spider. No.
Spider Carl. All right, Spider Carl will evolve next week. In time.
I'm working on it. When I was with the circus and I was just dating my ex-wife and the very first time that we actually slept together in a bed, actually.
Why am I picturing the bearded lady that you dated? Yep. Did you date the bearded lady? I pictured circus right away.
No, she was a trapeze artist.
Oh, good for
you. we were, I know. I get ribbed about it all the time. That's why she's an ex.
So what happened?
I was dreaming, it was the absolute first night we slept in the same bed, and I had a dream that my hand was stuck in the pocket of my jacket, and I couldn't get it out. And I woke up, and I had her in a headlock, and I was ripping her around the bed. She was beating on my chest trying to wake me up.
That's horrible.
That was the worst.
Oh, you could have choked her or something.
Worst.
Oh, man. Imagine from her point of view. That's horrible.
That's not a good start.
Yeah,
she still married me.
Well, listen, trapeze artists, maybe they don't have a lot of choice. She had to take you anyway. Thank you, Spider Carl.
How does that, what's the defense?
Don't kill anybody
that
in your sleep.
Trial. Yeah. I was asleep. Right? I swear I was asleep.
I mean, he sounds like, I can't even believe I was doing it in my sleep. I know, but from her point of view, right? He's got her in a headlock. She doesn't know when he's going to wake up.
Oh, my gosh.
What he's going to do next.
No.
Keith on line four. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Yeah, hey. My wife has prolific night terrors. And that was like last year, middle of the night, maybe 2 a.m. And she's like, honey, there's someone on the lanai. There's someone on the lanai. Oh, my God. So I grab my my gun from my holster area, and I chamber around, and I start to move. And she goes, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? You're scaring me. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's right back asleep. She's going,
oh, no.
And my heart, like, dude, let me tell you something. When you put a round in the chamber, you're ready to kill someone.
Right.
And now she's sleeping. I wanted to kill her.
Dude.
Yeah. And now you got all the adrenaline flowing through your body. Welcome to 2 a.m.
Took me to go to bed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Wow.
Have a good one.
That's nuts.
Man, that's some scary stuff.
I have a niece who has night terrors, and my sister telling me the stories about her. It was legendary.
Like, what is that?
The horrible screaming.
Oh.
Yes. Horrible. Something horrible. It's always something's murder, something's dying, something's just bad, since she was a little kid.
Oh, that's, you can't get any sleep that way.
Yep. Her brother, she would always wake him up. He was right in the next room. They had to like move him, make a bedroom downstairs, like to keep him safe. It was like every night.
How do you, night is there a cure? I mean, like if you snore, you use your little CPAP thing. What happens if people have night terrors? What's the cure for that?
I don't know. I don't think there is one.
You can't live. Can you just live for years like that?
Mm, you can.
It's scary.
It's got to be horrendous.
Yeah.
Imagine waking up like that all the time. Mm. Now all of a sudden, right, the CPAP machine is like, that's luxury. That's a vacation. All right, don't shoot anybody who's snoring. That's how this all started. The lady who shot a guy, her boyfriend, because he was snoring. Really. A little tense. Relax. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Roger and JP on the bone. JP out today. His voice still just crushed from whatever it is he has. Some sort of allergy, maybe, not the flu. Maybe he'll be back tomorrow. We'll see. 727-579-1025. Top 10 list coming up in just over a half hour. You guys guess what's on the top 10 and try to win the bounty prize that's on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.